Last time on The Atheists, the Bible, and No Wardrobe, we went from Genesis 22, verse 1 to Genesis 22, verse 14, where God tempted Abraham to turn his son Isaac into veal barbecue to prove his faith. The verses that spawned 1,000 religious nutcases, folks.
Hello, and welcome back to The Atheists,
the Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast. That recap, Connie, was so awesome. I mean, you really showed how Abraham was such a fucking bad parent in just a few words.
Well, he did all the hard work for that.
Yeah.
So I just had to comment on it.
Well, you still pointed it out, you know, that
Thank
he
you.
Was quite a horrible human being. We're starting off this time at 22:15. So will you lead us off, Connie?
All right. 22:15, and the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of the heaven the second time. So this is just an angel. It's the angel of the Lord, and all right.
All right. Now, so, okay, so he's like, all right.
God must be back at the tent with Sarah.
God's back at the tent with Sarah, you know. Hey, Sarah, I told Abraham to go out for a while, you know. I told him to do something really stupid. So
take the kid, go fishing.
You know, I are gonna have a little free time together. Apparently, Sarah must be so beautiful. He's made God, you know, come in his pants. So because he had like, hey, where are you, God? God's busy. Oh, okay.
That's not in the Bible, and neither are most of the things that pastors try to say are in the Bible.
Yeah,
on Sunday morning,
especially like people like Hovind, they add in shit like, "Oh, this says to do this." No, it's not.
Yep.
Doesn't say
exactly.
Anything like that. Doesn't say that at all. You're making shit up.
So this is the second time he's making a phone call to Abraham.
Yeah, the second time he's making the phone call. Yeah, 22:17. That is
16.
Is it 16? I'm sorry, 16. You're right. I have the even numbers. You have the odd numbers. I'm sorry.
That's right.
I keep looking at I look at them. Okay.
Here I am.
All right. Here I am. Here I am. Sorry. 22:16 and said, "By myself I have sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son." Again, he's repeating himself.
Again, they're paid by the letter and the word.
Yeah. We read that back in 22:12. What the hell? I mean, I am getting so sick of this repeating shit.
Maybe Abraham has more kids than the Bible's letting on.
Well, yeah, maybe the first one he did get the kill, and it's like, oh, God didn't stop me that time? Okay, all right, well, Isaac, you're up. We'll just say little Johnny was lost along the way somewhere, so we won't write about him anymore. Don't worry about that. We won't write about him. He was never here.
Why did God love Abraham so much? Because he was willing to murder his son for him.
Yeah, see, there's that foreshadowing again. You know, it's like, I'm willing to kill my kid for you. That's why they always say God would sacrifice his own son. No, that's not a sacrifice.
No.
And just like he didn't let him kill his son, that's not a sacrifice either.
Nope. That's just crazy.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
22:17. That in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sands which is upon the seashore, and thou shalt and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. So
okay,
have you seen the stars, Abraham? Blah blah blah.
Yeah, the thing is though, I had an argument not that long ago about somebody who said that, you know, this means that he's going to have as many kids as there are stars in the sky. There are literally hundreds of billions of stars in the sky. We only have 7 billion people here on this planet Earth. He's basically saying that every person that's here on Earth would have to be a direct descendant from this fucker for that to even scratch the surface of being that.
I think even if we were to count the whole of humanity since you know, a couple thousand years since we've been on the planet. I don't think our numbers would even come close to that.
No.
And
that's, I'm just talking the stuff that we can see in the sky. I'm not even talking about the stuff that we can't see, we can see with a telescope.
Or the sand on the shore. How are you supposed to know?
Yeah, and you know, the thing is, there are more stars in the sky than there are every grain of sand on every beach on this planet.
Yep, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemy. So, they're going to be great conquerors. But of course, the enemies are just going to give up those gates without any bloodshed or any war, right?
Yeah, exactly. This is basically saying that because you have a greater number of people, the other people will just go, "Oh my gosh, there's so many of you, we just better just give up right now."
Yep.
And it's just this is a sickening line. The reason why it makes me sick is because it's saying that might makes right, and numbers are what's important. Not your ideas, not your thoughts, but pure physical strength in numbers. You have to have a whole lot of people, otherwise no one's going to listen to you and no one's going to fold to you.
Well, I don't understand how God can make this promise to Abraham, make him this super special snowflake. And so does this mean that every single endeavor that Abraham and his descendants attempt, they're going to succeed?
Yeah.
You know, God's going to supernaturally protect them and all of that. I don't see, even as you look back through history, I don't see how that has happened.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
Nope. 22:18, "And in thy seed shall the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou have obeyest my voice." Okay, so every nation that's in the on the planet today is all named Abraham. Oh, wait a minute. No, it's not. It says here, on a little bit of a side note here, it says, "God promised to make Isaac's descendants as numerous as the stars in heaven," which, of course, never happened. "The Jews have always been and always shall be your friend." Sorry. Sorry, Star Trek kind of popped in. "I shall always be your friend." Star Trek 3, by the way, everybody, if you haven't seen that one.
Oh, don't spoil it for people.
It's a 30-year-old movie. You haven't seen it by now. I can't help you. The Jews have always been and always will be a small minority. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
and how in the hell is it that their nation, because of their nation, every other nation in the world will be blessed if, like they said previously, "thy seed shall possess the gate of the enemies." So I guess they're supposed to think it's a good thing when the Hebrews will conquer them, because yay, God. That doesn't make sense to me.
No, it doesn't. Myself neither here yet.
Yeah.
2019.
"So Abraham returned unto his men," his young men, sorry. "And they rose up and went together to Beersheba, and Adam dwelt at Beersheba." Wait,
they had
where
to stop. They
live?
Apparently they stopped at Beersheba. You know, it's like you walk in. Norm! Cheers reference. Sorry.
Okay. So the young men are like, yeah, but wait.
Where were they? Were these young men? I mean, they're just hanging out
with
by the
donkey.
Yeah. No, the asses.
With the ass.
They're hanging out with the ass. While Abraham was gone, they put on a little donkey show and they had the donkeys to put a little veil on them and start dancing around. And
where's Isaac?
I don't know. Where is Isaac? That's a good question. Where is he? It just says Abraham. Isaac apparently just, you know, he's going to wander around the mountains like, and if Isaac didn't come with him, you know, wouldn't those guys go, where's Isaac?
Oh, I sent him home.
He should have passed by this way. He went by while you were sleeping. Okay, sure.
Isaac's got a serious case of PTSD right now. He's poor kid. He's probably curled in a fetal position somewhere up there, watching that ram slowly burn up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's still up on the top of the mountain there. He's going with God. You know, God's going sheep.
And so he not only goes to Beersheba, he dwelt there. So he's staying there at the hotel 6, so the Super 8.
He's sitting at the Super 8 in Beersheba having a beer. You know, that's why it's named Beersheba. They only serve beer. No wine. Fuck that place. It's no wine, no wine coolers, just beer. You know, some people, it's fine.
Beer and wine, beer was one of the first things we fermented.
True.
I guess.
Yeah. Well, he had wine, obviously, because Noah was drinking wine.
And Lot. Yeah, Noah and Lot.
Yeah. They're big alcoholics.
They were vinters.
They were, yeah. You know what? Anytime I get ready to bring up
for alcoholic.
Anytime anybody brings those guys up, I'm just like, yeah. Well, those guys were alcoholics. It says so right in the Bible, you know.
Exactly. When you're passing out, when you don't remember shit.
Yeah.
You have a problem, right?
Right.
Okay, I'm looking here. I don't see his name anywhere.
Yeah, I don't see him following
Isaac's
back down.
Gone.
Oh, Isaac's gone. He's nowhere to be found. He's not available anymore. Maybe these other guys knew this, and they're just like, that's why they didn't question. It's like, where's Isaac?
Well, God doesn't praise Isaac at all. Abraham, too, if you think about it.
Yeah.
God doesn't notice except to tell him, go take your kid and kill. There's no mention of him.
You know what? Maybe he actually did kill him, because he just, they're just claiming that he didn't kill his son and there was a sheep, but there's no mention of him from this point forward. I mean, maybe there will be. Maybe.
But think about it. I've heard people speculate about Isaac and whether what really happened.
Really?
Yeah, and I don't remember all the details. We do have to keep reading so I can see where he pops back up, because I know he comes up again.
Yeah, no, it's Pretender, Connie. He's a clone.
Well, there's questions, too, like how many sons did Abraham have?
Right.
And so I don't know what's happening here.
Yeah, where did his son go? It's like, yeah.
Okay.
So where were we? I forgot.
Verse 20.
Okay. And it came to pass, or 22:20. And it came to pass after these things that it was told Abraham, saying, behold, Micah, she hath also borne children unto thy brother Nahor. Well, Nahor is a kind of a whore to begin with, so you know. That's why it was named Nahor.
Who's talking to him?
I don't know. He's talking to the voices in his head, apparently.
Milcah. Okay, we actually have the name of a woman here, which is kind of unusual.
Mm-hmm.
Hath borne children unto thy brother Nahor. Who the hell is he talking about?
I don't know. Nahor just kind of, he's another one of those characters that just came to pop up because he's an ancillary character. It's like, oh, and Nahor walked into the room.
See, well, somebody's telling Abraham this.
Yeah.
It was told Abraham. Was it told by Abraham or told to Abraham?
That's a good question. I'm not really sure at this point. I'm not sure.
I don't want to belabor it, because I'm looking here. We have just some begatting that's happening here.
Yeah, now we get back in the begatting again.
22:21, Huz, his firstborn, and Buz, his brother. I'm not making this up. And Kemuel, the father of Aram. Huz and Buz.
Huz and Buz. Huz, Buz. Huzz-buzz. 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 Huzz-buzz.
Buzz Lightyear.
Buzz Lightyear. Huzz-buzz Lightyear to the rescue. 22:22. And cheesed. I'm not making that up. I'm not making that up. It's cheese. C-H-E-S-E-D. Cheesed. Chesed. I don't know. And Hazo. And Pildash. And Jilpatah. Jed Patel, I don't know, and Bethuel. They just added more characters, you know.
Okay.
Like we got cheesed. I don't know, chazed, cheese,
cheese,
cheese and hazel.
Sounds like a tapas dish.
It does, and Huzz and Buzz sounds like it's a furniture store. You know, come to Huzz and Buzz.
Stay for the cheese and Hazo. 22:23. And Bethuel begat Rebecca. These eight Milcah did bear to Nahor, Abraham's brother.
Wait, who's born to who here?
Bethuel. Oh, Nahor is Abraham's brother.
Oh, well, everybody in this so far is related anyway, so it really doesn't matter, I guess. What's that, Connie? I'm sorry.
No, I said I guess I should have paid a closer attention to when to the genealogy.
They're, why should you? They're not.
I know. I'm just... ironic. Yeah.
It is ironic. It's the all right. Beget Rebecca. This all right. This another one of those few times that a woman's name is actually is if that is a woman, is you actually you is actually spoken. It's like every time else that we've read so far, with the exception of very few, that when they say they begat somebody, or they gave birth, or had sex, and you know with but again, where are these women? Where are the women they're having sex with? Apparently,
so. But Rebecca is Nahor's daughter, which is Abraham's niece.
Okay. All right.
This is important. Spoilers.
Yeah, that'll come up later. I have no idea where exactly, but yep. Off the top of my head. But it'll come up later, I'm sure. 22:24. And his concubine, whose name was Rumuah, she also bared Teba and Gaham. And Tahasha and Micaiah. Okay, see, a concubine and his concubine. Now, concubine doesn't have a name. She doesn't have a name. She's just property.
Oh, no, she has a name.
Does she have her name?
Ruma.
Whose Ruma name? Oh, I'm sorry, you're right. Ruma. Her name was, whose Ruma. Name was Ruma? Okay, this is, all right, other than Eve and a couple other women, first women have actually been named. Did they even name the women? Wait a minute, a second. I forget. Did they, Lot's daughters, did they even have names?
No.
Okay, so Lot's daughters, who are an important story point, didn't even have names. You're just daughter one, daughter two.
But the tribes that they created, they noted, because those tribes wound up being kind of dicks.
Yeah.
According to this book, right?
Right.
Well, so, Ruma has it. See, her name was Ruma. She was a gossip.
Oh, she was. Yeah, she made sure her name got put in there.
Teba and Gaham and... They hash and
Micaiah. She had four kids. At least, well, he had sex at least four times. That's how guys keep count. How many kids you got? Well, I had like Teba, Gaham, and Resha and Micaiah. Oh, you had sex at least four times. Well, I had a lot more than that, but you know, those are the only ones
pregnant,
that
they can't get pregnant again.
Yeah.
I can have all the sex I want, and then they're ugly, and I'll toss them away.
Right, exactly. I can't believe we're finally done with this chapter.
Oh, yay.
Yay. Now we're moving on to Genesis 23.
Okay, 21:3. And Sarah was 107 and 20 years old. These were the years of the life of Sarah.
Yay.
Do-do-do-do.
She would just say she's 123. Not you don't have to say 723 years old. What is it? What
127. She was 127.
And 3. 127 3. Oh, I don't know. 173. I don't
know.
I don't know.
Evidently she lived a lot longer than a lot of other women in the Bible.
Yeah. Okay, no, I'm reading the side notes. She's 127 years old. I'm sorry. 127.
Yeah. Okay, I don't know if nobody else can see this, but there's a we constantly have pictures of Lego Bible and
yeah.
Isaac meets Rebecca, but
she looks like she's giving him a head job.
It does.
Or maybe she's giving him a blow job and she hasn't been down far enough.
He looks like he's very angry about it too.
Yeah. Well that hey, she's doing it wrong. She's using her teeth. You know, guys don't like it when you use your teeth. At least well, not really hard. I mean a little bit. You know, it's okay. But too hard. It's like, no. Well, of course, she's that old. She probably doesn't have any teeth left anyway. It's just that one that's just hanging on and just scraping the side of the cock, you know. That's terrible.
So we know how old she is, so I guess this is important because
reasons. Something's
happening to her soon.
I don't know. We'll find out here in the next line. 23:2, and Sarah died in Kajarabah. The same is... Herborn in the land of Canaan, and Abraham came to mourn for Sarah and to weep for her. So how long did she actually live, and how long is the human lifespan?
And he came to mourn for her? Does that mean he he started to mourn for her? Does it mean that he wasn't living where she was living and he came back to...
They were separated at the time. They had an argument.
He stayed in Beersheba.
Yeah.
Or he God came in Beersheba after taking Isaac to be sacrificed. Is that what happened?
That's a good question.
Ah, because that's what happened last we knew. We didn't see Isaac again,
right.
And he left, and it doesn't sound like he came back. I don't remember, were they living in Beersheba? I don't think they were living in Beersheba. Sarah died in Kirjatharba, the same as Hebron in the land of Canaan.
Right.
So, yeah, that was in Beersheba.
Yeah.
So they were not living together at all.
No.
Okay.
So they were divorced. I thought God was against divorce. Or maybe they were just separated. Who knows?
They're living separately.
Yeah, living. They were married but living separately. But, you know, the thing is, though, the human lifespan apparently is all over the place in this thing here. It says in, later on, it'll say the average age of people is 70 years old. But earlier in Genesis, it was 120. And then even before that, in way earlier versions of Genesis, it was way more than 120. Noah lived supposedly 950 years, Shem 600, Aphex 438, Salah 433, Eber 464, yada, 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 yada. So there's like a whole lot of people who are living way, way past 100 years. To one degree or another.
This is where your Hovens and Kinhams, who argue about the flood event, before the flood event, we had a canopy that basically provided extra SPF from the harmful rays of the sun. And that's why people lived longer.
You know, and the reason that doesn't even make any sense, because the fact is, you know what causes us to die? Air.
Oxygen.
Yeah, it actually, well, while it keeps us alive, it also breaks down our cells as well.
Yeah.
So if this air, if the whole canopy with the extra air or whatever, that would just made them die faster, not make them die less. You have a longer lifespan.
So 23:3, and Abraham stood up from before his dead, and spake unto the sons of Heth, saying. Did I miss something here?
No.
That's not in the Bible. I'm just
that's
saying.
No, that's directly out of the Bible. Yeah, it's like, no, you're except for the part you said where they missed something. Did
who's
I miss
Heth?
Something? Yeah, it's like, okay, all right. Okay. He said sons of Heth. Mm-hmm. Okay, apparently now we're in a whole other group or area where the sons of Heth. I don't even know who Heth is at this point.
Maybe it's one of his slaves or something like that. I don't know.
I'm not sure. Is this person important at all?
Well, it's where Sarah was, so maybe they're relatives of hers.
It was a boyfriend. It was a boyfriend.
That's her boy toy.
Her boy toy.
Okay. I guess I'm confused here because I don't know who is who.
Well, you can't have a scorecard, Connie. You just haven't. You have to write these names.
I've been writing all this fucking stuff down.
Right.
Okay, I'll 20, pass it back to you here.
Okay, sure. 23:4. I am a stranger. Well, you've proved to be a stranger to begin with. I'm just saying. I am a stranger and a sojourner with you. Give me a possession of a burying place with you that I may bury my dead out of my sight. Okay, so you're basically saying I need some place to put the body because apparently hiding the last one was a little easier. It was out in the woods and no one saw me. But you guys have all know who she is, and well, I can't have another dead body on my hand. It just fills up my backpack and everything, you know. So I can't be walking around with this thing.
He doesn't have ice to
haul
her body back to where they were living, I guess.
Yeah. I don't want to walk around. The wolves will come after me because they'll smell the dead body, you know. Don't want that. And I don't want to look at her anymore. She's now turning into a wrinkle thing. Ugh.
Get it out of my sight here.
Yeah, get it out of my sight. I don't want to see this body anymore. Ew.
23:5, and the children of Heth answered Abraham, saying unto him, so go ahead.
I love it. I love it when they just kind of leave the words like, saying unto him, and then, you know, that's the line. They say unto him. Finish the thought. Finish the thought. You don't need to continue. You don't need to. You put
this. This is a broken sentence.
It's a broken sentence.
Fragmented sentence. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, that's a fragmented sentence. You know, if I stopped in the middle of a sentence, put a comma instead of a period, and then continued on to do another line, then that makes me a bad writer. This guy is obviously a bad writer. God inspired my ass. 23:6. Hear us, my Lord. Thou art a mighty prince among us, is the choice of our shelfers, spectres?
And the choice of our sepulchres.
Sepulchres? What the fuck is a sepulchre?
It's sort of like a building, a rock, or, you know, it's a place in a rock or an outcrop to put a body. Instead of burying it in the ground, you put it in a sepulchre above ground.
Okay. A small room or monument cut into a rock or built of stone. A dead person is laid or buried. Okay, awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay. Sometimes I can find new words, and this is an old word, sepulchre. It's an above-ground tomb. That's what it is. All right. Choice of our sepulchres. Bury thy dead. None of us shall withhold from thee his sepulchre, but that thou mayest bury thy dead. Okay, none of us shall withhold thee from his sepulchre. So, okay, we're saying, okay, yeah, we need you to know you need to bury somebody, so go ahead and do it, I guess.
Yeah. Okay, so he can bury Sarah right
there. Bury him.
So 23:7, and Abraham stood up and bowed himself to the people of the land, even to the children of Heth. That's magnanimous of him.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot, dude. You know, you don't have to put in these people. I don't understand why they had to put in every action. He lifted up his right hand and then he flipped him off. You know, and then he took his finger, and that finger, he flipped him off and stuck it in his ear and did this, you know, that thing where you move it around. I'm surprised they didn't put that in there. It didn't put down every fucking thing he did. It didn't. Oh, and he tripped on the rock, by the way.
Here's a question. If he buries his wife here, does he have some kind of a claim to this part of this land? At all?
I bet you he will claim that now.
They're acknowledging him as a prince.
Yeah.
I know. Again, I didn't realize they had such ideas of royalty. We've had kings and princes and all this other stuff. So.
Yeah. I don't know if they've known. This is the first time I'm seeing. Well, no, second time actually that they're talking about princes and kings and things.
Oh,
like
yeah,
that,
so. That's what I'm saying. Like we've referred to that before.
Yeah. Let's see. 23:7. That's yours. Oh, no, you read that already. Sorry, 23:8. Yeah. And he communed with them, saying, if it be your mind that I shall bury my dead out of my sight, hear me and entreat for me to Ephron, the son of Zoar.
I'm smelling a deal here.
Yeah. I'll pay you next Tuesday if you let me bury my dead here today.
23:9, that he may give me the cave. There we go. That he may give me the cave of Machpelah, which he hath, which is in the end of his field, for as much money as it is worth, he shall give it to me for a possession of a burying place amongst you. So
okay,
he wants land.
He wants land. Yep. He wants burying land.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see here.
He's offering money for it, at least.
Yeah, well, but it's like as much money as it's worth. People always put, this is the people always say, the Jews always try to take, you know, get something for less than what it's actually used. Like, no, I'll pay you for what it's worth, whatever it's worth here, you know. I'm just saying, I'm not saying that's stereotypical. I'm just, you know, that's how people are perceived, Jew people, as, that they always want to, you know, undercut the bottom line so they get a little more than what it's worth, you know, for less money.
If people are good negotiators, more power to them.
Right.
I don't see people get cheated, but at the same time, if you're not,
well, that's the implication. That's the implication. They're trying to cheat them out of it by getting more from it than their money. But that's not what's happening here. He, in this instance, he's like, and this guy in this instance would be Jewish. Okay, let's not kid ourselves here. And he's like, no, I will pay you for what it's worth. So,
Yeah, but it almost makes me wonder if those rights are going to expand exponentially
oh, I'm sure it will be.
down the line.
I'm sure
This
it
is
will
just like,
be.
oh, I'm just going to take this little corner right here.
Yeah, I'm just in the little corner, and then and we're gonna get and then I'll maybe move in some of my stuff and things like that.
Right, he just lost his big pawn piece, his wife, you
Yeah.
know.
The one her the
So,
woman that's helping him with his con job. So I was like, my con woman is dying or dead now, so I have no one to have to help me with my con game. So I'll have to figure this out on my own. But you don't have to figure it out on your own. If you would like to continue on yourself before we get back, you can, or you can wait for us. And in the meantime, while you're waiting for us, you can contact us over on Twitter at twitter.com/ABAND or BANW podcast. And you can also find us on Patreon if you would like to donate a few dollars to the show at patreon.com/ABANDNW. We also have a Facebook where you can also write on our wall and scribble all over it. We won't even make you clean it up. It's facebook.com/ABANDNW. Our blog post is abandnw.wordpress.com. You can find this show on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spreaker. If you have any questions, comments, love, or hate mail, or death threats, or whatever you want to send us, you can send it to over at the tatbandw, that's TATBANW, at gmail.com. Be sure to check out our main show, Packard Pokes At, which you can also find on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, and YouTube. That's Spreaker, that's Spreaker. And if you'd like to, and we would greatly appreciate it if you would leave us 5-star rating and a review for us on iTunes and Stitcher and Spreaker and those other places as well. So until next time, this has been The Atheists,
the Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast.